views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the path before us. We're all being pushed to make some last-minute changes, lighten up, and increase our vibrations. And I'll talk about the choices we can make to assist with this path to the end of this year and beyond. And next Friday, I will remember to turn off my cell phone. Okay. Now, next Friday on November 2nd, after I talk about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guides so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. And remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods which occur three times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. You can get the combo of both the 2012 and 2013 guides on special now at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Or call us toll-free here at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that the information I give you weekly can be gotten a lot earlier by ordering my Good Timing quarterly newsletters with email updates. And they also include articles about what's happening in the economy, business trends, and investment suggestions, and how major news stories reflect the current cycles. Weekly email updates keep you on top of these things, while the quarterly newsletters give you plenty of advance notice of the cycle so you can take full advantage of them. Now, to order them, go to my website at AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we're still in the period of blue communications now through November 5th, and this means we're more apt to make mistakes. So for heaven's sakes, double-check all details, even for your emails and texts that need to be correct. And if you fail to do this, you're going to be blue when you discover your mistakes and then have to fix them. It's easier to correct them before they get out the door. Now is also the time to get your car repaired if it needs it. Otherwise, it could break down when Mercury goes retrograde between November 6th through 26th. And this is also the time to get a full system backup done for your computers prior to November 6th. Next, on Monday, October 29th, we have a full moon. Ooh, that's pretty spooky since it's just 2 days before Halloween. And what's being seen more fully at that full moon are financial issues. Now, as this occurs, we see a set of cycles that show unexpected financial issues, particularly unexpected debt issues. And this is shown by the cycles of Venus opposite Uranus and square Pluto. Now, it's also a time when people may decide to liberate themselves from debts by choosing bankruptcy or by deciding not to use credit. These cycles can also relate to sudden and passionate love affairs. Ooh la la. And those just seem to happen without any planning. However, those relationships are typically unstable and usually do not become stable. So if one shows up, its purpose is generally to awaken you. So don't put long-term expectations on it. It's interesting that this set of cycles occurs right before the presidential election. Now, this suggests that the economic news may not be so good in early November. The stock market may also be dropping due to the news. So keep in mind that this set of cycles, this Venus opposite Uranus and square Pluto, can also indicate unexpected financial issues for you or your company. And they can also indicate unexpected relationship issues. Now, these cycles come in range. On October 28th, they peak on November 1st and 3rd, and they stay in range through November 7th and 9th, respectively. Now, to top that off, there's a strong energy associated with telling lies or actually creating confusion at the full moon. Now, this is shown by the cycles of Mercury in the 9th house and in Sagittarius square Neptune. So be especially careful what you believe during this period. In business, this cycle is very challenging for handling details correctly. Confusion and lack of clarity are common, so errors and miscommunications are frequent. Be sure to double-check all details for accuracy. Now, this cycle of Mercury square Neptune is with us for a long time. It begins on October 23rd. It peaks the first time on October 29th, that's Monday, and peaks a second time on November 13th, which is a solar eclipse. Now, it temporarily goes out of range on November 18th, and it comes back into range on December 6th, and it peaks for the third and last time on December 11th. So it finally goes out of range on December 15th. Now, unfortunately, this is going to impact the election, so we're likely to see lots of confusion, deceit, or even election fraud related to this election. Now, this cycle leads into a second one, which is Mercury square Chiron, and that one suggests that the lies or deceit cause wounding. So be very careful that you're not confused about something before you make any retaliatory statements. It's best to use this cycle to choose compassion and healing for the situation, even though that may be challenging. Now, on a positive note, there is powerful help intervening here, and the potential for remedies and fixes is strong. Now, these are related to the cycles of the Sun and Saturn, opposite Moon, and both sextile to Pluto, plus trine, Neptune, and Chiron. And the moon is also trine Pluto and sextile Chiron. So all of these cycles suggest that Congress may be solving the fiscal cliff. And if so, it may be a temporary fix to delay the implementation of the cuts and tax changes until after the new Congress is seated. Now, the stock market looks like it could be stabilized for the moment, but it does have challenges. And it might just be that we're getting some major interventions, such as from the Federal Reserve or the Plunge Protection Team, to stabilize the markets. But we still have some challenges to the stock markets. They're probably in the process of dropping near that time. Now, this full moon also highlights the issue of doing too much with too little time, money, or energy. Our favorite cycle. This is generally because we're attempting to take fortunate actions that might lead us in helping us to grow. To be successful, you must stay focused on your most important project until you complete it. This is essential to your success. Don't take on other projects until your primary one is complete. This is the cycle of Mars opposite Jupiter, which peaks the day before October 28th. October 28th, and it stays in range through November 5th. Now, next, this is a warning. November, particularly at the beginning, has multiple very long time out periods. November 2nd and 4th are all day timeouts. November 7th has a 13-hour timeout. Even most of Thanksgiving on November 22nd has a long timeout, over 15 hours. And late on November 28th, a timeout begins that lasts for 37 hours and finally goes to green on November 30th. So be careful to avoid making important decisions or taking important actions on these dates. They do not work for new starts. Now, next, beginning November 3rd, a cycle of abundance comes in range, and this is the cycle of Venus trine Jupiter. This is right before Mercury goes retrograde and we have the election. So no doubt it means that a ton of money will be spent on political ads for this weekend and the following 2 days. However, it can also suggest other forms of abundance, parties, and just plain fun. So we still have plenty of responsibilities that we're working on now, and this is not a playtime at the moment. But that will come soon, but just not now. Right now, we still have the cycle of Sun conjunct Saturn, and this cycle peaked yesterday on October 25th. It stays in range through November 1st. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Notice that we only have good final results for new starts today after 12:32 p.m. Pacific or 3:32 p.m. Eastern Time, plus all day tomorrow or Saturday, part of Sunday, then Monday until 2:02 p.m. Pacific or 5:02 p.m. Eastern Time. Then we get a long timeout until Tuesday evening at 8:57 p.m. Pacific or 11:57 p.m. Eastern. And then we get another tiny period with a good final result Thursday evening until Friday morning. So make hay while the sun shines. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. And you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my site. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free. Now, do you know what lies ahead on our path to December 21st? When I come back from this very short break, I'll be talking about the path before us. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about the path before us. Now, many of us are in the midst of making last-minute changes between now and the end of the year, and or we may feel pushed to make these changes. So what's up between now and December 21st, and what choices can we make to assist with our path to the end of this year and beyond? Well, first of all, some of you have asked me about the stories that suggest the Earth will split into two Earths on December 21st of this year. Now, in that story, the people who have a high enough vibration or frequency will be on the Earth that has a higher frequency, and together they will move into a higher dimension. The other Earth with people who have a lower vibration or frequency would stay in this third dimension. Now, could that actually happen? Well, while nothing is impossible, I'd like you to consider all these stories from the perspective that no one, yes, no human, knows what will happen at the end of the Mayan calendar on December 21st. I prefer a different take on these stories, but again, they are all stories, even my interpretation. So don't hang your hat on any of them. Just consider the possibilities. Now, when I hear these stories, to me, they represent a metaphor of how consciousness is evolving. And I've discussed this before in terms of how difficult it is for people at different levels of consciousness to maintain a relationship. So we've been seeing changes in relationships that reflect this. People separate, morph, and move into different relationships, ones which are more appropriate for their level of consciousness. And eventually, people with higher levels of consciousness find themselves in a world filled with people who have higher consciousness. So essentially, this process is already occurring. It's a process, though, not a one-time or one-day event. Now, could the Earth actually ascend to a higher dimension? Yes, it could, and eventually, according to the best information we can get, it will do that. However, we don't know how that will occur and what kind of process it takes to do that. It's possible that it could occur gradually over the next 18 years while we're in the very high frequencies of the photon belt. And the Earth and our solar system are right now traveling through that part of space. It's also possible that it will occur much more quickly than that. And no one really knows how this will occur, and why is that? Because we're the ones who will make it happen with our daily choices. Now, earlier I mentioned that many people are now feeling pushed to make last-minute changes before the end of the year. Now, why is that? Could it be that we're all getting strongly encouraged to lighten up and increase our vibration or frequency? This is what I see happening. And this can occur in multiple ways. Now, especially now that Saturn has moved into the sign of Scorpio, there's a sense of needing to clean out closets, cupboards, the garage, storage units, basements, even drawers. Everything you do in this way to eliminate all that you don't need, love, or want will lighten you up. And I'm not talking about just physically, which will occur automatically. It will also lighten you up energetically and increase your vibration. And you may even lose weight when you do this. Now, we may also need to lighten up our vibration in other ways. Now, depending on your situation, you may feel pushed to make any of the following changes. First, if you're in a relationship that is no longer appropriate for you, one which no longer brings you a lot of support, love, and joy, then you may be feeling pushed to change this situation. Moving away from a relationship which is not supportive is a definite way to increase your vibration. Our home life is the foundation of everything we do in the world. And if this area is not full of love and support, then it's hard to raise your vibration to something higher. Now, another situation where you may feel pushed is related to your job or career. And if your current job or career feels unfulfilling in multiple ways, then you may be feeling pressured to change it. This is especially true if you're not using your talents and skills, and instead you're just collecting a paycheck to get by. And this can also occur if the people with whom you work are not at your level of consciousness. In either case, even if the money is enough for you to live on, you may feel pushed to get another job or career, one that is more satisfying and for expressing your capabilities and or to work with like-minded people. A third area where you may feel pushed to change now could be related to you personally. You may need to change the stories you tell yourself and others about your day, how life is treating you, and so on. You may feel pushed to release extra weight. You may want to stop doing old behaviors that sabotage your efforts, release old fears, and end negative self-talk. You may feel pressured to change old beliefs that no longer support you and the direction your life is moving. Now, there are lots of tools to release these issues easily, and most of them take only an hour or two. Now, I know that seems pretty amazing, but it's true. The Emotional Freedom and Healing Release Process, which is a tool that my company uses for releasing issues, can be done in about an hour. And there are other techniques, too. Now, I'll include referrals to two practitioners who do this type of work in my What's Up in the Heavens report today, and it can be done by phone. Now, there are a host of other changes that you may feel pushed to make by the end of the year or very early January, and they could include changes in friends or making amends with friends. You might need a different home or living situation, or you might need to pay off old debts or take care of health issues. The type of change is not important. What's important is that by taking care of these issues, our vibration or frequency increases to one that is more loving, more joyful, more respectful, and more understanding. Earlier, I mentioned that it was our daily choices that would make the difference in terms of how long it will take to make this shift to a higher dimension or a higher consciousness. It's our choice to make these different changes, which assist us in lightening up. The more we make these changes, the easier it is for the Earth to move into an era of peace. And another way to do this is to increase the amount of time you spend in joy, love, and happiness. And you could do this by living more in your heart, making more choices that make your heart sing, and by choosing options that bring you more joy. Now, as we're able to make more of these choices over time, we truly understand that we're creating everything we see around us, everything that comes into our life. Now, once we realize that we're not victims, but the creators of everything that's occurring in our life, then we can choose to make choices that are more fulfilling, happier, and joy-filled. Now, when we shift to a higher level of consciousness, we see ourselves and everyone else as part of all that is, part of the divine creator. We stop seeing ourselves as separate from others, and especially we stop seeing ourselves as separate from God, the universe, or our true self. And we see what appears to be opposites as part of the same coin, with a continuous set of alternatives between them. And as we raise our consciousness, we also raise our level of integrity. We make choices that reflect this higher level of integrity, and we choose to associate with people who have a higher level of integrity. And as we do this, we choose leaders with a higher level of integrity. And as we go down this path, we increase our frequency and vibration even more. Now, during November, we have Mercury retrograde, when we're rethinking or redoing things, or fixing and repairing things for about 3 weeks. Now, this is the last of these cycles before the end of the year. So in whatever way you want to lighten up, November is the time to do it. November also has two eclipses, which always bring unexpected situations. Now, these eclipses on November 13th and 28th have the same primary meaning. And if you are directly impacted by either of these eclipses, then you will be happily accepting a new responsibility that requires a commitment. So consider that before you fill your plate up again with new responsibilities, Now is the time to clean up old stuff that needs to be handled. The goal is to be ready to shift into a world with more peace, more respect, more understanding, more love, and more joy by the end of this year. And then whatever the earth does, we'll be prepared. So let's get ourselves ready to birth a new earth by making our own changes. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Do you know that there is no such thing as too little money or too little time? When we experience these things, we're simply shutting ourselves off from the flow of energy of our true self. Essentially, we're in lack because we removed ourselves from the flow of the river and the abundant energy that is always ours. And whenever we're connected to our true self, there's always enough time and money. The doors just open for us, and the connections we want are easily made. Our true self knows that we are loved beyond any measure, healthy and abundant. So start connecting to your true self and watch your prosperity increase. Now join me again next Friday, November 2nd, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week after I tell you about what's up in the heavens. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, check out the fact that we did our paper piles and clutter release yesterday, and this will soon be up as an MP3 download so that you can still take this class and release whatever you need to. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat, who is always amazing and has amazing guests. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.